Tell us about the gold to be found in trees. Is it just eucalypts?
No, we've actually found it to be quite a widespread phenomenon. So not only in eucalypts, but in acacia and also in the shrubs underneath these big trees too.
How interesting. So having discovered that if you analyse the leaves or the bark of trees in areas where minerals might be found to exist, is it just gold or could it be other minerals as well?
No, it could be other minerals, you know, things like copper and zinc, rare earths. We've found a lot of these metals in the plants, so not restricted to gold.
How interesting. What a much more targeted way of looking for minerals.
Indeed, yes. I mean, it's remarkable, actually, to think that some of these trees, the one which we put in the study, was bringing up gold from a remarkable 30 metres, which is about equivalent of a 10-storey building.
Extraordinary. How many trees' leaves would you need to harvest to get a nice little piece of jewellery?
That's a good question. We've calculated, actually, that if you had 500 of these very large gum trees growing over your gold deposit, 500 big eucalypt trees, and you managed to get all the gold out of those trees, which is probably quite impractical, you'd have enough gold to make a wedding ring.
500 trees, yeah?
500 trees, so not really a lot of gold. So what the trees are doing is actually giving us an indication of what's going on underground. So you can't actually mine the trees themselves, and nobody would want to. We're just using them as a sort of a window into the ground underneath.
Who funked this up? This is a very sort of sustainable, hippie way of discovering whether or not you should be digging up the earth.
Oh, yeah, well, we're well into tree hugging in CSIRO. No, what's happening is that the problem is in Australia, although we're well endowed with lots of mineral resources, we're still, using them up, and we still need to find some of these more difficult ones. So a lot of the deposits have been easy to find. They've been outcropping on the surface, and we can go and sample those and find some mineralisation or evidence of gold. But with these deposits that have buried beneath sediments and sand dunes and things, we need to come up with some smarter ideas on how to look for these minerals.
But, I mean, this is really quite innovative. Did someone notice specks of gold on a leaf and think, I wonder if they really are? Or, where does the embryonic idea come from to follow a particular line of research?
Yeah, the gold's actually too small to see with the naked eye. So what we did is we looked at the problem. How are we going to try and investigate whether we can see gold deposits that are buried beneath all these sediments? And so what we're doing is the answer is really staring us in the face. You'd go out and look at the ground and come up with ideas. And we've heard that a lot of these eucalypt trees have these very long root systems. Some of the mine engineers who've got these open cut mines out at Kalgoorlie have told us that the roots go down more than 50 metres.
Wow.
So given that and the fact that these trees are sort of surviving in really hot, dry conditions, we thought, well, they must be getting their moisture from somewhere. And with the deep root systems and the moisture and the little bits of gold up in the groundwater, we came up with this idea.